looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have again the start of another year, the year which we just finished, 2021. It's now God. And because time is a created the thing, that year, all those days and moments we lived in this past year, they will never come back. Those things which we either enjoyed in that year, or which we were afraid, or which were somewhat reluctant to us, all those past things are now gone. And whether we had a good year or bad year, we should always look instead to the past, to the future, and not so much the future in time, for example, what might be coming to us during this starting year, but we should always look into eternity, because the eternity is really the place where we will spend all our time, which will be coming after the time itself is no more. There are so many expectations and hopes which are restored for this upcoming year. People are looking that maybe things finally would start to get a little better. And then there are, of course, those people who expect that everything will just continue going worse and worse and worse. And what should a Catholic think about of these changing of times and upcoming years? Naturally, there shouldn't be any reason for pessimism for us or for sorrow. Catholicism is happy religion, because really the one and only thing which should cause us sorrow, namely sin, that thing Jesus, he has conquered and defeated on the cross. But instead, when we think about what should be being stored for the world for this now started year, we should on this first Saturday keep in mind the plan of our Blessed Virgin Mary, Fatima, peace plan for heaven. And that includes, of course, being sorry for our own sins, but also doing reparation, not just for our own personal sins, but for the sins of the whole world. And this reparation we do with good and godly works, helping our neighbor, and especially recitating the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that is the true plan of peace, which has been established by Jesus Christ himself and also revealed by Blessed Virgin Mary. This upcoming week on Epiphany, we will have our ordinations to diaconate at St. Gertrude the Great. And it says very touchingly in the ordination ritual for the diaconate that it is the job of a deacon to proclaim gospel, and that how blessed and sweet are the feet of those who proclaim the gospel of peace. Because truly, without Jesus Christ and his Mother Mary, the world would have no hope indeed. So those who are hopeless, or those who are pessimists, or those who are continually sorrowing about the sad, sad state of the world, they should be regularly reminded of the Fatima peace plan and of heaven. The peace which the angels proclaimed on Christmas Day, that's given to men of good will. Our Lord truly has brought peace to man, but man also must love God and then obey his commandments. And peace was given to men of good will by reconciling earth to heaven. So thinking about the future or this upcoming year, we cannot just think of our earthly desires or goals, but we must always and at every moment reach to heaven. So this peace to men of goodwill was also gained by our Lord winning pardon and grace for us. We would have no hope or whatsoever of everlasting peace had not God become man and was being born as our Savior and Redeemer. The peace on earth which is given by Christ, that's the one and true peace which leads to the eternal peace in heaven. And that can only be obtained by those who are of good will. And who are, or then those of good will, they are those who hear and believe the doctrine of Jesus Christ, and also those who hearing also correspond with our Lord's grace, namely that they do his works. I repeatedly remind our school children that in your life it is not enough just to believe, you must also act according to your beliefs. So not just hearers of the word, but doers also. Not just believing, but also corresponding with all those graces which God in his mercy has given us in this past year and which he will give us again in these upcoming years. We saw during Christmas how faithful shepherds were that immediately after hearing the words of the angel, they rushed to the manger and paid their respect and love to newborn child. But truly, our Blessed Virgin Mary is the Queen of Peace. She is truly a mother who doesn't want to see her children suffer, neither in this world or in the next. And Mary always gives us peace plan, namely how we can in the best way arrange our earthly affairs so that we can one day see her and Jesus in heaven. So at the start of the year, we usually make New Year's promises, but it's good for us and for the sake of our soul also do little soul searching, namely examination of conscience. How have we served God in this year which is which has now ended? Have we, like Mary, have we always followed the commandments of God, not grudgingly, but with humility and prompt obedience? Truly, in baptism, everybody saw that we became Catholics, children of the whole, children of God and heirs of heaven. When people see us, do they see a follower of Jesus Christ in us? Do they see a person who believes from his whole heart and from his whole mind everything what God teaches through his holy Catholic Church? And do the people see in us somebody who not only loves God, but also does God-like works, is always humble, obedient, and charitable to his neighbors? Do we therefore act like we should act in during this upcoming year? If we, in our examination of conscience, notice that there's some defects which we have shown in this year which has now ended, even better New Year's resolution than to somehow change our lives in the worldly matter would be if we change our lives in the matters of soul, namely that we would frequently say acts of faith, hope, and charity, and treat each other like we would want also to be treated by others. During Christmas time, we also hear, especially in the Feast of the Holy Innocents, about the cruel King Herod. Now, this king, he was truly a man whose, as the gospel says, whose heart was troubled. How often we, our own hearts are also troubled, even though we shouldn't have any reason for that, like King Herod certainly had. Herod's heart was troubled when he heard that there was a new king, a true king, who would in fact dethrone him. And this so often happens to us as well, if our lives are too much centered around this earth. Our hearts are troubled oftentimes, but usually they are only troubled if our conscience is not clear, if we have sincerely made our examination of conscience and notice how often we have failed God and not following his commandments or his exhortations. But even though it is necessary medicine for us to do the examination of conscience, we always have also the necessary thing which will heal us, namely mercy, grace, and redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ. For a person who loves God and who is sorry for his sins and who wants to follow Jesus, that for that person, true peace has been given, and that peace is reserved to him for every single day of this upcoming year, and also for every single day of his upcoming whole life. For a person who loves God, is sorry for his sins, and wants to follow Jesus, for him the end of the world could come today, and he would have as perfect peace as if he would know that he will live as 100 years old. When our Lord was born, all anxiety, all fear was removed from the hearts of his followers. Our Lord always knows us. He knows our most inner thoughts. He knows our most inner desires. And he knows how much we desire peace. And in his wisdom, he has given us all the necessary means through his church to achieve that great peace. Our Lord knows us, and as he knew exactly the thoughts of Herod, as he knew exactly the thoughts of Judas, he also knows exactly the thoughts of his servants. And if we pray for him to receive peace, that truly will grant it to us. If in this world, in the every single day of our lives, if we love God, we also do have peace. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.